بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاهم. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is a small hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. In this hadith, Mubarakah Nabi alayhi salatu salam has said, meaning of the hadith is, two bounty, two ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed to us, most of the people are neglecting, not taking care of these two bounty. They don't realize importance of these two important ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only when it is coming out or going away from our hand. First thing Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, as-siha, health. Tandurusti, health is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't realize when we are healthy. We realize the importance of the health when we are sick. Nabi alayhi salatu salam told Abu Bakr as-siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abu Bakr, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mu'mineen after iman is a health. It means after iman, if we have a health, is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you prefer for me? I am sick and make sabr, or I am healthy and making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu salam told his sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I prefer to be a healthy and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we are healthy, what we can do, we can't do when we are sick. In terms of ibadah, in terms of ta'aleem and ta'allum, in terms of the work of deen and da'wat, so many things what we can do while we are healthy, we can't do when we are sick. Even though there is a great, tremendous reward for the sickly people, and when they are making sabr, because for the sabireen, the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. You can't even count it. Just for sake of one day of the sickness, we make sabr. 60 years of our sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making maaf. At the day of the Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon one of his banda and ask him, Oh my banda, I take this all reward for you. When he will see the reward, he is amazing, surprising, and asking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wa Allah, which amal of my mind generate such a kind of reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer to him, One night you were sick. It was severe pain. You can't even sleep. You are turning right and left. But you are saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And you made sabr. This is a reward of one night of the sickness which you made a sabr. So if you made sabr while you are sick, how much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us? But yet Nabi alayhi salatu salam advised his sahabi, Afa wa ashkurullaha. I prefer to be healthy and making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, when Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala came in a khidmat in Nabi Allah and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I read my namaz every day. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what you advise me to make dua every day after the salah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught him to read this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. If you think on this dua, how many things we are asking in this dua and what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching to us. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa. Oh Allah, I am asking you about the forgiveness. Wallah, you forgive me my entire sin. Wal-afiyah. And Allah, I am asking about the safety and salamati. Safety of deen, safety of dunya, safety of wealth, safety of children, safety of everything. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mafata da'ima fi deen wa dunya wal-akhira. So if you look at the small hadith of Nabi Allah, how many things he's teaching to us. So every day we have to ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about our siha and about our afiyah. Second thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in this hadith kareema, the second bounty the most of people are neglecting after the siha and after the afiyah is our time. Faragh means leisure time, free time, fursat. We are wasting our time for unnecessarily talk, unnecessarily argument, unnecessarily work. And today in a WhatsApp world, people, 30% time minimum per day we are wasting only for sending message, receiving message, all these things if we are using for the ibadat of Allah and zikr of Allah. For what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said that in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allocated one thing equally. If you look at the health, everybody is not healthy. If you look at the wealth, everybody is not wealthy. If you look at the iman, everybody is not the mu'minin. If you look at the ata'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody is not the followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the intelligence, everybody is not intelligent. But one thing, everybody is equal. Whether is a human being or animal or bird, whether is a believer or non-believer, whether is a muti or asai, farma bardar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or nafarman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one thing Allah allocated, distributed, and blessed equally, that is time. 24 hours a day for everybody, for me, for you, for entire world, for human being, for the animal. This 24 hours tomorrow, nobody can say that, Allah, I had no time. Maybe at the day of the Qiyamah, people said, oh Allah, I was not healthy. Someone said, oh Allah, I was not wealthy. Someone said, oh Allah, I had no power. People can say anything at the day of the Qiyamah. But as far as the time part is concerned, no one can say tomorrow that, oh Allah, I had no time. Everybody has time. How to utilize our time? The time is coming today, is not coming tomorrow. Every day at sunrise time, one angel is announcing, today has arrived. I am here. Tomorrow, I am another makhluk. I will never come tomorrow. Till the day of the Qiyamah. Every day tomorrow is a new creation of Allah. Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned one hadith. Nabi Allah said, every day at sunrise time, one angel is announcing, Ya abna al-arbayin zara'adana hasadahu. O people of 40, your harvest got ripe. When harvest is getting ready, no one is keeping in a farm and field. They cut and they bring at home. Ya abna al-khamsin halumma ila al-hisab. O people of 50, you make account of your own deed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you about your account. وَيَعْبْنَا سَبْتِينَ اَيْلَمُوا مَاذَا قَدَّمْتُمْ وَمَاذَا تَأْخَرْتُمْ. O people of 60, you should take note what you send in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what you leave behind you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, when I went to Mi'raj, I have read what was written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqulu ibn Adam, mali, mali, mali. Son of Adam has said, my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, what is yours? What you ate, what you drank, the clothes you wear, the money you spend or you send in a part of Allah that is yours. What you leave behind is not yours. So from today you make tomorrow. Today you send in a part of Allah for tomorrow so you can enjoy tomorrow's life. My brothers and sisters and as-salam. When Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala realized that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to leave us, she cried and said, Ya Rasulallah, I want to stay with you in Jannah forever. What should I do? So I can be with you. Nabi alayhi salam said, O Aisha, do this four thing after my wisal. And anybody is going to do this four thing, he will very close to Nabi Allah in Jannah. Nabi Allah said, O Aisha, keep your household according to your need. Like a traveler, when he travel lightly and only necessary thing he is carrying with him. Number two, Aisha, any beggar is coming to your door, don't send him back without giving him anything. Even if you have one piece of khajur, you give and make off the fire of Jahannam. And O Aisha, don't be intermingling with the rich people, because when you see rich people, you can't make shukr of the ni'mat which Allah has given to you. And O Aisha, don't leave your clothes until it's get old. Then you can buy and have a new clothes. My brothers and sisters and as-salam, throughout the life of my Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, he followed this nasiha. Even Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala in his lifetime, when he sent 250,000 worth dirham, cash coin, for the hadiah to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she made announcement in Medina Munawara and distributed until Maghrib. Nothing left in his hand. And Khadima came and said, Oh Amma, you are fasting today. Why don't you take out 2 dirham? So 1 dirham I can use for iftar and 1 dirham I can use for the sehri. But Amma said, I made fi sabilillah sadaqa to everything. If you remind me before, I would have taken it. Then she said, why can't you take 2 dirham? She said, I am from Ahl Bayt. Once we give, we can't take it back. Can you imagine, my brothers and sisters, 250,000 worth of dirham. She made sadaqah and she fast and she opened the fast and she made the sehri of the fast with the wuzu, with the water and with the khajur. So please make our life and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make valuable our time and make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the health which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed to us. At the end, we are making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-ma'afat al-da'ima fi d-din wa d-dunya wal-akhirah. Rabbi rahumma kama rabbana saghira. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzata amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.